According to Barna Research, 29% of Christians believe evangelism is the local church's responsibility. Presently, 64% agree that every Christian has a responsibility to share their faith. So what did Jesus say in the Great Commission in Matthew 28:19? Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And in 1 Peter 3:15, it says we should always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. Jesus also said that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray for more laborers. Father, we confess that we've relied on the leaders in the church to evangelize and bring people to Christ. We have not participated, not looked for opportunities to share our faith, and have missed opportunities. Forgive us for not being a part of sharing our faith and discipling. We confess our lack of prayer for laborers to be sent into the harvest. We confess we have failed to pray for all to come to know Christ. We confess our lack of looking for opportunities to share the gospel. Forgive us for being ashamed of the gospel for fear we might offend someone. The gospel is offensive. Forgive us for our great omission to the commission and acting like it's not our job. We repent of any opportunity missed to share our faith because of the distraction of social media or fear of hurting somebody's feelings, for not praying for boldness to testify, for not sharing our testimony as doors open, and for not praying for the lost, for expecting others to share the gospel and diminishing this as a command, that more like a suggestion than a command. We thank you, Father, that your word says that you do not want anyone to perish, but all to come to everlasting life, and that you've commissioned us to go out and to make disciples, to teach them about you, to share what we've learned about you. Help us to worship Jesus as Lord of our life. Help us to see the opportunities, to pray for opportunities to share our faith, to testify in whatever skill set you've given us, whether it be through texting or sharing something on our Facebook posts or Instagram, sharing a meme, something that would inspire people to think twice about you. Help us to look for opportunities when we're talking to people that don't know you. Help us to see ways that we can ask them questions, invite them to our churches, or simply just listen to where they stand. But most of all, Father, we pray as the disciples did in Acts 4:29, and now, O Lord, hear their threats, and give us your servants great boldness in preaching your word. Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.